We mostly do a lot of classic rock, a lot of Eric Clapton, a lot of the Eagles, and then we kind of incorporate some contemporary tunes from Lady Antebellum, some Sheryl Crow, Melissa Etheridge. We like to have a great time, so if it's got a catchy beat, there are great musicians behind there, and we knock it out. We actually love to play larger venues. We played at a great historical theater out in Dallas, Georgia, and that was a tremendous amount of fun. And we have an upcoming show. We are opening for the Silver Bullet Band, and that is at the Strand in Marietta. And Elvis is doing a special appearance there as well. And so we have a lot of fun, but we also love getting into weddings and sharing a part of the joy that is that special day for a couple. I have started a long time ago, I started singing for the actual wedding ceremony when it was just me as a single vocalist. And then now we are able to offer music for the ceremony and the reception. So you kind of get a twofer there where you can have like the solemn a cappella kind of Ave Maria voice and then get ready to party at the reception. We also love doing a corporate gig as well. Holiday parties, way fun. Actually, I know someone that even said that he wanted to have a the Witch Is Gone party to celebrate his divorce. So that may be like a whole new genre for us.
I
Every
like it.
breakup song that has ever been known, we'll be singing.
That's a niche. You know, we always talk about targeting specific niches here. And the Witch Is Gone package. I like
There
that.
you go. The Witch Is Gone
And you
package.
could do ringtones for people.
My favorite mistake right there.
So talk a little bit about the business side of this thing. You know, speaking of the witch, we talked about the Witch Is Gone package. I mean, when do you sit down with a bride and talk through with a bride
I do.
What you're going to do?
I do. And again, I think because I'm the woman, I remember what it was like getting married. And it was very overwhelming. And I just met with a bride last week, and I had sent her an email that I had gotten a lead from AtlantaBridal.com. I'll give them a little plug. They're a great, great thing. But I sat down with her, and I had sent an email that said, you know, this is one of the most stressful times of your entire life, and we just want to make it easier for you. So you don't have to worry about this aspect. And when I met with her, she was like, yes, yes, it is so stressful and I need to get rid of it. So yeah, as a woman, I know what a bride wants.
You're the cooler. You keep everything nice and level and on an even keel.
Because, you know, they want to have fun. They don't want to stress out about it. A guy just wants to show up on his wedding and he wants everything taken care of, but the bride really wants certain things, you know, and again, this particular bride and groom wanted a Travis Tritt song that we don't know it, but of course we'll learn it. That's your special song. It's your special day. We've got you covered.
Right. That's good to have that dialogue. I mean, that makes it there because it's their day. It's not your day.
I would never, ever sing for a wedding ceremony or for a reception without meeting with the bride and hopefully the bride and the groom.
So they can give you a playlist like I want these 100 songs or they give you
I will
genres.
I will give them our song list and then they add to it the things that they particularly want. I will also give them like an agenda of events because we'll also act as MCs to keep the reception moving as well. Like when it's time to throw the bouquet, when it, you know, the father-daughter dance, if they want to have that. If they want
Oh, so you're really managing all that as well. Or you can.
She's
like a party planner.
It's
time for
dessert. I do it all. And then I'll dance. We do it all.
So you get the crowd dancing and things like that? Because you know how some crowds, you know, you got to kind of pull them out there.
I have actually been known to go out into the crowd and pull people up to dance. So, yeah. Yeah. You will not leave one of our shows without having fun.